Hello, everybody. It's great to be with you again. I mean, it's always a pleasure, and today is no exception. I'm in a very good mood today, as you can imagine. That is not exactly rare around here. I just pretty much stay in a good mood. And my wife does too. We're just cheerful folks. Isn't that disgusting? So, I mean, we know we could never be married to anybody but ourselves because no one else could stand us. I mean, we just walk around, "Oh, I'm so grateful that it's a Thursday." Just God Almighty. It's just, it's pretty revolting if you're not in it. So, but if you're in it, it's really sweet. So, we have a new friend. This is my friend Bromeliad. It's a Bromeliad house plant. And Betsy and I thought we needed something to spice up the micro studio. I have been accused of doing my videos in closets before. So I thought I'd prove to you that at least if this is a closet, it's got a house plant in it. And it's a little bit bigger than a closet, but there's not too much to it. This is kind of a Wizard of Oz smoke and mirrors thing, And I guess I'm the little man behind that curtain. But today, what I want to talk about is the death card. I just want to call you on the death card. And the reason I want to do that is that we have a tendency to get on this thing, and then we lose our. And what I mean by that, excuse me, is that we like. I have clients who come to me and we have an awakening session and they're doing great, and until they're not. They're doing great and then they just slowly get pulled back into the dream and they don't even know that they're in the dream. They think that they're still here, vital and everything, because the mind is still telling them, well, it was Fred that woke up and he knows what's what, so he's still awake. And of course, Fred never wakes up. It's awakeness itself that wakes up. And when it does, it's it, you the unit may find itself tending to business and everything, and that's fine. I tend to mine. I mean, I work a lot. I'm trying very hard to grow this teaching. I don't even know why. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't even know why I'm cutting this video. But I am. I notice I am, so I may as well do the best that I can. And that's the real secret. Is actually just to do what we're drawn to do and do as good a job as we can at it. Don't fret over what we didn't do because we weren't supposed to do it. Don't fret over what we could have done because we weren't supposed to do it. Just pay attention to what's actually going on. The only thing that ever frees is right now. What is what frees. What isn't is what screws the freedom up, clouds the freedom up. So, by death card, what I mean is the fact that we're moving along really smoothly. We've had an awakening, and we're just tickled to death, Because like today, I talked with my friend Elaine up in Ithaca, New York, and Elaine is 73, and she's tickled to death. She's been doing this whole thing. I mean, this thing her whole life. And she just never got it, but she got it with me. And so she's doing wonderfully well. I'm just tickled to death for her. And you can take somebody that's doing like that. This is certainly not a call out for Elaine, who's doing fine. But be doing just as she is, be just flying along, just really be unfolding nicely. And then what happens is that something comes up. Something new enters the current arising. We've got this current arising where we're surrendered, everything is fine, and then that arising changes, and there's something new in the picture. We've got a new a person in our sights, new boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. We have a new job. We have a new business we need to put together. We're buying a new house. We're moving. We're doing this. We're doing that. And we just as we get involved in that, it just gets stickier and stickier and stickier. And it's kind of like they tell me that you can. I mean, this is pretty cruel sounding, but it used to be an old thing in the South was that you can take a. I swear to God, you can take a frog and put him in warm water, and you can cut that water up, and he'll never jump out of there. because it's just coming on so slowly. Whereas you throw a frog in hot water, it's coming out. And we do that same thing. We're just like a frog in hot water, and this is our new situation, our new arising. And we don't even hardly recognize it as new. We recognize it as just a slight modification of the awakening arising. In other words, where everything's fine. We think there's been a little modification, and we're just going to pay that a little bit of attention. And then the next thing you know, our whole life is about that new thing. You know, and I just can't think of anything but surely. I'm not sure there's anything that's important, but surely. Or I can't think of anything but my work. I got to make more money. Is that true? Is that actually true? Do we have to make more money? Wait a minute. Let me check on me, and then we'll see how you might check on you. I need more money. Is it true? I've done this before, and I'll do it again. Folks, here it is. This is my extra money. I have this. This is a wallet. Some of you will be carrying purses, but you probably got a wallet inside that purse. This is where we keep our extra money. This is a checkbook, and this is where I also keep my extra money. And here's another checkbook. I keep my extra money there. And so what I'm saying is, do I need more money? Hell no! I got more money than I can use right now anyway. See, and I think I'm gonna, but I might run out before I die. I might run out before, because it's gonna be a long time before I die. How the hell do we know that? When we put our focus on this other thing, I'm not saying don't do anything else. I am a one-trick pony, but I still manage to squeeze in a few other little events. I mean, like going to dinner and stuff like that. But most of what I do is this. But hell, I mean, I make my living doing this. It's quite different than it is if you don't. So, I mean, I'm writing it and speaking it and teaching it and doing all that kind of stuff. But what, but when we get away from that, when we get to where we're back being really involved in PTA, it doesn't make any difference what it is. When we get back really involved in that, we're telling ourselves, I'm gonna get back to doing more meditation, or I'm gonna get back to doing more inquiry, I'm gonna get back to watching videos, I'm gonna get back to reading books. I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna do it really soon, but not right now. I'll do it, but I will do it before I die. See? And is that true? I mean, do I have any idea? I mean, I'm not going to die. I can't. I'm eternal. I'm not born. But I'm talking about this unit. You know? Do I know when this unit's going to die? No idea. None. Zero. Death comes when it comes. Comes for us when it comes for us. And that's that. It doesn't care what's on your to-do list. You know, people die of heart attacks all the time. Talked to a woman not too long ago that was talking about, you know, her husband was fine, and he was working on a door or something. He had a heart attack, just boom, fell on the floor, dead. And he wasn't planning on that. You know, I'm sure he probably had, you know, a menu plan for dinner, or was looking forward to what his wife was going to fix, whatever. I'm just saying that we don't know when this is going to happen. See, this is the actually, I know it's hard to believe because we live in this fantastic world. There's just so much fun stuff to do and so much stuff to get involved in. But I just want to let you know that in the end, that ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. In the end, this is what counts. It really is. It's the only thing that counts in the end. I mean, I promise you that all of this stuff that we're so caught up with, it does have relative importance. You know that this teaching does not try to transcend relativity. Relativity has wonderful value and a lot of joy and love and everything, and there's nothing wrong with relativity. We are not trying to get out of it or around it. What we don't want to do is just get caught in it to where that's all there is. Because being caught in the relative is one flip side. The relative is true as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. The absolute, getting lost in the absolute, as they would say in Zen, getting drunk on Zen. that's the truth. I mean, that's part of the truth too, but it's not, it's the truth as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. Both of those will try to, absolutism denies the value of relativity. The relativism denies the value of the absolute. But in non-duality, we can't deny the value of either one of those things. So when we get sucked back into relativity, and we're gonna get back to this all-important spiritual thing pretty soon, what if we don't? I mean, I'm just telling you that if you're watching this video, you are on a fast track to awakening, or you're on a fast track to clearing, one of the two. It's not because I'm special, it's because I'm not special, and it's because there's only a very small percentage of us on the planet right now who have any idea what this is talking about. And that is a tremendous blessing. It really is. I had somebody the other day who wrote me an email, and he's a nice guy, and he said he liked my books and stuff. But at the end of it, out came, but what's the point? I mean, there's nothing here, there's nothing that, there's, what's the point? Why are you bothering to teach? Nobody, blah, 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 blah. It's all, it's just nothing going on. I mean, it was absolutism, and I get it. He's had a big awakening at some point in his life. He had a big awakening, and he's seeing things from the 180 view, which is, I'm not Fred, I'm this. So, and I wrote him back and I said, man, James Thurber, the comic writer from the 50s and 60s and stuff, wrote a book called, Is Sex Really Necessary? Who cares, right? Who cares if it's necessary or not? It's fine. And this is the same kind of question. What's the point? Why do we listen to music? What's the point? Why would we? I mean, when are they going to get to the end of this song? That's what I'm trying to do, is get to the end of this song. That's why I'm listening to it. It's not like that. It's the ride. It's this ride right here. But it's the ride that's inclusive of the value of the absolute side of things. So we want to be able to, I mean, I don't know what your practice is if you have one, but you have, right now you got to practice. You're listening to me. That's your practice until something else comes up. But whatever it is that you feel like is your practice, if it's just reading books or walking around, just thinking, whatever it is. But you're not doing that now, because let me tell you something. You can always tell if someone wants to wake up or not. You can always tell if someone wants to stay awake or not. How do you know? Where are they putting their attention? In the end, that's what we have. Our eye, our attention is our eye. It's the only eye we actually have. And wherever what we put our attention on, that's what we love. That's what we're concerned about. And that's what's going to flower too. Whatever we put our attention on is going to expand. That's the nature of it. That's the reason that when we change where we're looking from, what we're looking at changes, and all that stuff. It's all about this attention. We got a limited amount of attention, at least coming through this unit for its biological lifetime. And wherever we put that attention, something's going to expand. And for those of us who have been given the grace to be able to put our attention on this thing, on awakening, on the truth, I mean, it's just, I mean, God Almighty. I just I don't want to be, I don't want to be, I don't want to die. I mean, I doubt that I will die thinking, I just wish I had watched a little more football. I just wish I had read another novel. I mean, I just wish I had done whatever. Because I don't think in the end those things will be important. But whether or not I paid attention to this, because this is not just yours in the sense of that unit's, man. This is awakeness itself. But it's also coming, it's also part of the package, this genetic package that moves through and from one to one. I mean, you don't get where we are in one lifetime. You just don't. It's too big a hurdle from primitive to here. I mean, you can, And I'm talking about cavemen primitive. So, not that there weren't, not that there couldn't have been shaman and such back then. I'm sure there were, and maybe even some of them, who knows, some of them may have been enlightened. I can't know, but I can tell you that certainly there were no masses doing it as we are now, and that's because we have the great blessing that we're not hungry today, we're not cold today, we're not frying today, we're not ill today, we're not under military prosecution today. Whatever it is, I don't care if we're in prison, somehow or another, we've got food and we've got shelter, and we can, and it, and that's pretty much a lock. So we can now put our attention on other stuff, and when we have the opportunity, if you don't have the opportunity to do that, this is nothing. There's nothing to it. That's fine. Go watch all the football you want. But if you have been given this opportunity, God Almighty, to just waste it, God, it's a hurtful thing for me to witness, and I do witness it. I do witness it. I witness it fairly regularly. You know, I've got a lot of long-term clients. Some of them are just bright as can be. And my friend from one of my friends, guy who's like a big wheel with the internet, kind of helps keep the internet together, I think. Who lives in Switzerland, called me the other day. We had a clarity session, and I mean, he didn't really even need a clarity session. We just wanted to talk. But he's putting his attention on this thing. I mean, he's one of those who woke up and never went back to sleep. But you can bet that this guy was a meditator for a long time. He had a lot of context. He had a lot of stuff already ingrained, and this just lit right on it, just, you know, like a butterfly on a flower. So that's about all I gotta say, is that this is the one important thing. This is the one important thing. Please put your attention on this one important thing. This is the most important thing. But for some reason, it's very hard for us to keep our attention on the most important thing. It's all this little piddly stuff that pulls us away. And then the next thing you know, we're dying, and we're dying having come that close to waking up and clearing up. And God Almighty, I mean, and the ultimate thing, darn thanks, that's fine. But there's something in there somewhere that nonetheless tells me, oh, you know. Because when one person wakes up, that rising tide raises all boats. And when one person wakes up, it gets a little easier for everybody else to wake up. So if you're even reasonably close, you got a duty, you got a responsibility. Just to save this, not to save us, not to save the world, but just to save that unit. In other words, find out what's going on in that unit's life that is not awake. And you can't do that from unconscious awakeness. You can only do that from conscious awakeness. And conscious awakeness is what enlightenment is all about. So thanks a lot. I enjoyed talking to you, and I'll see you again soon. Maybe have another house plant. Bye.